Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, not a bad forecast. Today will be some clouds, some sun, temperatures in the mid-50s, definitely seasonal. And tomorrow and Sunday, we'll have clouds mixed in with sun. Temperatures will reach to the mid-60s. We'll check in with Pat Pagano and get the full details on that Tri-State Forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Some of the stories we're following for you. Well, the Department of Environmental Conservation, now called DEEP in Connecticut, is holding up its end of the deal in Sharon. Trees are being replaced. Late last year, when the majority of trees at the Housatonic Meadows State Park were cut down by the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, there was an outcry from the community. Environmental groups rallied and discussions took place between the members of the DEEP officials. Legislators became involved, and an agreement was reached. The result of that agreement was seen on Tuesday of this week as the DEEP employees began replanting trees along the field closest to Route 7. Bruce Bennett of Cornwall, a licensed arborist and member of the grassroots Housatonic Meadows Preservation Action Group, has been working with the DEEP on the project. He said he was there on Tuesday to watch the proceedings and lend his expertise. Another HMPA member also attended. Among the trees that will be planted are native maples, oaks, witch hazels, and more. Bennett said there will be an expanded layout of trees. Bennett said the DEEP also has been requested by the state legislature to create an internal policy for appraising hazardous trees. He said the state park superintendents will take classes required on tree wardens to learn about how to do so and to meet those standards. Bennett expressed his gratitude to the DEEP for working with the environmental groups to achieve a solution that included the Housatonic River Commission, Sharon Audubon, and Trout Unlimited. Well, we've heard the rumors for a while. Daylight savings time is ending for us soon, but we'll this be the normal, and will this be the last change? Daylight saving time ends for most of the United States at 2 a.m. on November 6th, which means another year of turning the clocks back and another 4 months of early sunsets as the weather starts to get colder. But there's a new wrinkle in the picture. It might be the last time that you have to turn those clocks back. In March, the U.S. Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently keep the country in daylight savings time and ending the biannual clock turning. The measure was championed by Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, passed by unanimous consent. Some senators didn't realize until afterwards what the bill actually entailed. While the bill is yet to receive a vote in the House, the Senate bill is the furthest the country has come in more than 40 years to ending the long national nightmare for most people. In Massachusetts, mattresses and clothing are being banned from landfills beginning November 1st. You can recycle them instead. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection has added textiles and mattresses to its disposal ban effective November 1st, meaning they'll no longer be allowed in landfills. The ultimate goal is to reduce the amount of waste deposited and, because there's constantly shrinking space available in landfills, according to the officials. Massachusetts residents and businesses dispose of roughly 230,000 tons of textiles every year, even though nearly 55% of it could be reused or recycled instead of thrown away. About 6% of the waste delivered to the facilities for disposal is made up of clothing, curtains, towels, and other fabrics. Textiles that should now be recycled include, things like pants, shirts, skirts, dress tops, jackets, pajamas, doggy beds, hats, gloves, shoes, blankets, pillowcases, and, of course, mattresses. Taking a look at some things going on in and around our tri-state region, Salisbury Bank is offering a free community drive-through shred up day. It'll be at the Lakeville branch. That'll be October 22nd in Lakeville. Identity theft is a big problem for individuals and businesses, and this is one way you can stop that. The community drive-through shred day will reopen to anybody at the Lakeville branch, 5 Bissell Street in Lakeville, on Saturday, October 22nd from 9 a.m. to noon. Each person can bring up to 4 boxes of paper, no binders, for shredding by legal shred personnel and Salisbury Bank volunteers. Also, they're asking you to bring in non-perishable food donations as well. Local pantries need a variety of donations, including canned goods, powdered milk, whole grain cereals, kitchen spices, macaroni and cheese, pancake, cake mixes, peanut butter, and more. All that will be donated to local food pantries. And by the way, all the shredded paper will be recycled, and all those items will be donated, as we said, directly to food pantries. Postering Sharon is at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. The opening reception of that gallery will be on Saturday at the Gallery of the Sharon Historical Society. Posting Sharon has highlights from the Hotchkiss Library's historical poster collection. The exhibition runs from Saturday through December 22nd. Open hours are Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 4, Saturday, 10 till 2. An opening reception, which is available for the public, is set up. It's free of charge. It'll be held on Saturday from 5 till 7 at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. Bard College is hosting a book launch for Eden Revisited, a novel by Laszlo Z. Beto, who's a 1960 alumnus, on October 22nd. They'll host that book launch and colloquium to honor the novel written by the late distinguished Beto from 1960. He was granted asylum from his native Hungary in 1956 and went on to develop the gold standard drug for glaucoma as he pursued a life of scientific career. The Hotchkiss Philharmonic season is opening this weekend in fine arts quartet performance. The guest concert series continues by October 27th. The acclaimed fine arts quartet, joined by pianist Fabio Witkowski and Giselle Witkowski and bassist Alexander Bicard, they'll perform rare chamber works by Romanian composer George Ancuso. The concerts are held at the state-of-the-art Catherine M. Elfords Hall at the Hotchkiss School campus. There is free admission for that event. Those concerts have always been free for everybody in our tri-state region. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and also Instagram, where they feature a daily menu, a tapas menu, and also nightly dinner specials, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,333.59, the NASDAQ at 10,614.84, and the S&P 500 at 3665.78. We'll take a look at our tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.